Welcome to the second episode of the Stick Gloves Blue Shirts podcast. I'm John. That's Richie. Recording after the shootout loss to the stupid Brooklyn Islanders.
Yeah, you know, definitely a tough one to swallow, but team's injured. You got McElroy, you got Tanner Glass.
I thought they played pretty well, actually. Yeah. McElroy played really well, I thought, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, like we were talking about during the game, you know, limited time, you know, he's not going to be on the ice against the top line, but, you know, for what it's worth, he's been playing well.
Looked like he fit right in the time that he was playing, and I liked it when...
But he's not the guy you want out there. He's not your shutdown, you know, he's not your Dan Girardi, Ryan McDonough pair. I mean, Girardi, terrible game, and that hurts me, obviously. I'm a huge fan. Only time I ever almost saw my dad get into a fight was because of Dan Girardi. You know? But
what were they saying? They're just trashing
him. No, they were trashing him. They were saying he sucked. It was Eastern Conference Finals against the Montreal Canadiens the year the Rangers went to the Cup and lost to L.A. But yeah, you know, they were trashing him, and we're just sitting here, just like, listen, we're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Nobody on this team sucks. Like maybe Brian Boyle, but.
Really, you're just going to go take cheap shots at Brian Boyle like that?
Well, I mean, hey, when you know me, I'm not a huge Brian Boyle fan. But, yeah, you know, they were just trashing Dan Girardi. You know, he's a top two defender.
He is.
Look at the depth chart.
I mean, I guess technically, but he's doesn't play like a top two guy.
He's a shutdown guy, you know? Come on.
I don't know about shutdown.
How else would you describe him, though, the type of defender he is? He's a defensive defenseman. Well, yeah. He's not going to score goals for you.
Offensively challenged. Doesn't move
the puck. That's just, like, the mean way to say it.
Doesn't move the puck real well out of the zone. He had a couple of rough turnovers.
Well, you know, the penalty was bad, and that's how they scored their only goal, you know, put them in a 5-on-3 situation. And, you know, when you have Yandel taking the first penalty, as a defender, you have to know that you can't make a play like that.
I don't even know. How do you even shoot the puck over that? Like, he was right up against the
board. It looked hard.
The puck was, like, flat. Oh, yeah, just ring it around the board.
I mean, he was definitely getting pressured, but, you know, pressure.
Really.
He was getting pressured from the backside.
He still showed me that play.
No, it was a bonehead play by a not-bonehead player.
I mean, if he makes a lot of bonehead plays.
He's a hard worker, you know, and a real funny guy, too. Real funny guy if you watch the interviews.
If he cracks some jokes on the ice, maybe
I'm sure he cracks a couple of jokes. Maybe not on the ice, but on the bench, you know. I'm sure he keeps things light. I like to think so, at least.
Well, with this loss, they're now, what, 1-3-1 in their past five?
Well, you know, I mean, Stepan goes down, and, you know...
I hate that guy.
That's huge. You know, you can say what you want about the depth chart, that Brassard's their, you know, number one center or whatever, but, you know, Stepan's the guy that really...
Stepan's been, a point-per-game guy for a lot of his career. Maybe not point-per-game, but, like,
no,
0.75, like, 0.8 per game.
I mean, and the big thing about him is, you know, he's the best player on their second line. You know,
at that point,
you know, Brassard goes out there. He's with Zuccarello, who's been unbelievable this season. Rick Nash, who's, you know, one of the best players in the game.
He didn't have that great of a game, though.
He didn't, but overall, I mean, you know, if you look at what Brassard has to work with, then look at what, you know, Stepan has to work with.
True.
And, you know, it's clear that his role on the team is so important. And
he's also better on defense, too.
I mean, he's a great player. Why?
Get that bald eagle going.
Get that bald eagle. I like year ender better. You know, that's what I hope it stands for.
It could be both. Young eagle, year ender. But what did they say? It was like 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah, you know, broken ribs.
Would you rather broken ribs or a concussion?
Probably broken ribs, I think.
You think?
Ribs heal.
Yeah.
Because once you get concussions, you know, once you get up there to four or five, Wayne Corbett, you know?
Yeah.
Wayne Corbett, and then you're done. Everybody loved Wayne Corbett. That was my first ever football jersey, Wayne Corbett.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think we have a couple of Wayne Corbett jerseys flying around their house.
Oh, you got it.
Did you think it was a dirty hit, though?
The one on Stepan?
Yeah. No, the one on Corbett from, like, 15 years ago.
Well, yeah, that's what you get for taking a pass across the middle. But, no, I think there should have been a penalty. I don't think anybody, you know, should be suspended or anything like that, but you know, I think there definitely should have been a penalty. It looked like he kind of got hit right into the boards there.
Also really late.
Yeah, that's sort of well, that end. Just seems to be what happened to Derek Stepan.
And it's not like he was admiring his pass. The puck was like already like to mid ice. It was long gone.
And the guy
didn't even start his check until
it should have been a minor penalty. Until the puck was
already like way long gone.
It should have been a minor penalty for sure. 2 minutes, but you know it's a physical game though. At the end of the day.
Yeah, but that was it.
I mean, it's like, a shame.
And then the thing is, McGrath comes in, you know, lays the law down on Bolesky, whatever that scumbag's name is, you know, pounds him into the ice.
Well, it has to be done.
Lays the wrath on him. And then McGrath gets a 10-minute misconduct and an instigated penalty, plus the fighting major, and the Rangers end up shorthanded. Like,
But they didn't call the penalty right off the bat. You know what I mean? They didn't call a penalty on Bolesky right off the bat.
No, he just got the fighting penalty.
Well, yeah, he didn't get a penalty for the hit on McDonough.
Which he should.
He should have. On Stepan. I mean, he should have, but...
But I'm saying...
But he didn't, so they can't go back and say, No, we should have called this.
But I'm saying the NHL, if they want those hits out of the game and to make the game safer... Either they gotta suspend players and send a message to...
Which I think they've been doing a good job with that.
They only do it really, like...
They do it for boarding.
They do it only for, like, the guys that, like,
you no, expect not only to. The guys you expect.
No, they...
Nino Niederreiter's been suspended.
Oh, yeah, but he also throws some cheap hits, too. There's the one of the boarding right into the open door on the bench.
That was just bad timing.
That was kind of bad timing, but it was also... late and what like directly from behind.
He didn't get suspended for that though.
Did he get fined or something? I don't know. But
no. There was no ramifications. Ah. I mean, look. I mean, boarding's not good. I mean, do I love it? Yes, but not when it happens to my team, obviously. But you know, I always have the mentality if you're gonna serve 2 minutes, you should get your money's worth.
Earn those 2 minutes.
Yeah, you earn those 2 minutes.
All right. So either the NHL penalize it. And let the players, you know...
Or let them police themselves, let them police themselves, know?
Let McElrath, you know, punch them face in. Or suspend the guy and fine him and try to get that hit out of the game. Can't do nothing and just...
And
penalize the guy for protecting his player.
Well, the big thing they're trying to do is avoid concussions and...
Well, yeah, that was, like, perfect, like he could have very easily had
but a concussion. But he didn't.
Well, yeah, that's just lucky. He just broke a couple ribs.
Yeah, four to 6 weeks and he's back, you know?
Well,
I guess, you know, to talk about that, I guess the big issue right now in hockey is, you know, the checks in front of the net. And, you know, we saw Dubinsky the other night on Crosby, and then some defender
Dubinsky and Crosby.
Well, yeah, that's the rivalry. You know, we talked about that last week. Only got to fight Ovechkin. Dubinsky's
a pretty dirty player, if you think about it.
I know. I loved him.
I know.
I loved him so much when he was on. I still do.
You love the Goons, though, so.
I like the Goons with talent. You know, the Goons that are going to put it. Dubinsky has talent.
Yeah.
I mean, now that James Neal is off the Penguins, you know, I'm a fan now that he's on the West Coast.
He just got sucked into that culture of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I mean, he's always been a dirty player, though. I mean, he's elbows up James Neal.
Elbows up and knees up.
Elbows up James Neal, you know.
If there's two players in a corner, raise both your elbows, hit both of them at the same time.
Dude, double concussions. Boom. Boom. They're playing two men down for the rest of the game. But, I mean, you know, that's just the way the game is, especially around the crease. You know, guys are going to get physical. There's going to be cross-checking. Sure. I guess they're just trying to avoid the checks, you know, the cross-checks when the guys are down on the ice already. I mean, Dubinsky broke his stick on Crosby. So I guess you can't do that.
No.
But I didn't see anybody trying to fight Dubinsky. You know, I guess they know better.
I wouldn't want to fight Dubinsky.
I wouldn't want to fight any NHLer ever. I think Johnny Gaudreau could beat up you and I probably at the same time.
I think he's too nice.
I think he's bad. I think he's too nice.
I wouldn't want to punch him anyways.
I won't. Yeah, he'd probably try. He'd probably de-escalate the situation.
Yeah, I was like, guys, settle. Just settle.
I'd be like, all right, Johnny Hockey, all right.
You won me over. And then the other big injury, of course, Kevin Klein, out for a couple of weeks. Strained oblique, which seems like it's very painful, and I feel like it could kind of linger for a while.
I hope not. I mean, you know, at a certain point, the Rangers are going to have to do something. You know, McElroy's been playing well. Dan Boyle has been playing well of late as well.
He had a decent game today.
He was pretty well on the power play, and I mean, that's what he's and here even, like, for.
Off the power play today, he did a pretty decent job. He only had one bad turnover in the neutral zone.
But then again, I mean, you know, this is where it comes up again, where you're like, we're comparing, you know, a guy like McElroy to a guy like Dan Boyle. And, you know, you just have to realize that, you know, yeah, McElroy's playing well. He's playing great, but he's not having the ice time. He's not
out
there.
He's also playing well for what he's being asked to do.
Yeah, and he's not being asked to do that much. I mean, he's rarely out there on the PK, never out there on the power play. I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, I guess the big question now is, you know, when do you call up Brady Shea?
I would like to see it pretty soon, actually.
I mean, I'm not sure how he's doing in the minors. I'm sure he's doing well. I know
he's doing pretty solid.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him play. I've just seen a bunch of stats and charts, and he's playing against like top guys every night.
I mean, he's probably their top guy down there.
And maybe Diaz,
Rafi.
But I mean, he's a top prospect for sure.
I guess they'd probably call up Diaz before they called up Shea. Diaz is a guy, you know, he's been around. He's played in the NHL for quite some time. You know, he was on Montreal for so long, played with us before.
I liked him when he was on the Rangers.
I mean, he's not too good at defense, but which I guess isn't good from your defender. Yeah. But he's definitely, I was hoping he was going to make the team over McElroy, that's for sure. But McElroy's proved me wrong for the most part.
Well, also McElroy, if they send him back down to the minors,
he has to go through waivers. And they're afraid that somebody would pick him up. But, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens. Like you said, I would love to see Shea. You know, when it comes down to, I guess, you know, the end of the season, love to see Pshenevev, see what he can do in the pros.
You know, he's still killing it in the game.
Yeah,
NHL.
I mean, he's...
And also
he's a
guy
with a ton of talent.
They have another guy... Sorella in the Swedish league or Finnish league, and then another guy, Kovacs. And, like, they have, like, three solid prospects that are, like, 19, 20-year-old guys, 21-year-old guys that are playing in foreign leagues that are, like, not, I wouldn't say, like, you know, going out of this world, but, like, doing, like, really solid and, like, overperforming, like, what you would expect them to be doing.
Well, you know, that's, like, the good thing now because, obviously, with Vigneault, completely different style than Tortorella had as the Rangers, so these European guys wouldn't necessarily flourish. They kind of wanted the grinders, you know, Western Canadian American guys, yeah. But, you know, with Vigneault, I mean... Where the Rangers are at a point where, you know, these European guys can come over and they will be able to flourish, because, you know, the European game is obviously so much wide open. There's not as much checking. And, you know, that's kind of the style the Rangers are looking for. So, you know, I I'm just very excited for Buchnevich when he does come over. I think he's going to be a guy that flourishes much the way Lindbergh has, you know, played well this season. He's kind of cooled off, but
even when he's not scoring goals, he's very noticeable.
Yeah,
tonight he had like a few real good chances, a couple of nice setups that just didn't connect. He was in on the forecheck, nice and hard, and he throws his body around a lot too,
I guess that probably comes from playing in the AHL. I mean, he was down there for a year or two.
I didn't realize he could play like that.
I mean, I guess
he's a tough guy to talk about
the forecheck. I mean, you got to talk about, you know, JT Miller.
JT Miller had his best game tonight, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely been playing well. He's been limiting the mistakes, which was something that kind of, you know, definitely got him in Tortorella's doghouse a lot. But
he was also really young when Tortorella was here.
And, I mean, you know, he's definitely somebody with a huge upside. You know, I think he's obviously a checking line guy. I don't know if he's ever going to be much more than that. But
I'd say he'd be top nine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, a third line guy.
Solid third line.
He's a solid third liner. And, I mean, when the Rangers are healthy, you know, they can field a very strong team, you know. And that obviously goes back to the Stepan injury.
They just need to bring the intensity like it was tonight, every night.
Yeah.
Because the past week, it wasn't there.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, Stepan goes down, Klein goes down.
But still, you got, and, that should be a thing, like, you know, you're getting back to, like, you know, we got a couple guys going down, we got to bundle up everyone.
Yeah.
And fight through it together, and, like, you know, but they just didn't do that. Like, Flyers was a rough game.
Yeah, Canadians, that was a bad one. I mean,
about it. You know, just...
You know, Ranta was in against the Flyers, so that was a, no.
I mean, he was their best player, and then he just, it was just too many, too much... You know, open chances for him to stop.
The Flyers were more at a point where, you know, they needed to win that game. Where, so, you know, there's kind of a lack of sense of urgency. The Rangers, they went on that great streak.
They got a little bit complacent, I feel like.
No, they definitely did. You
gotta get that back.
And the big thing everybody was saying, you know, the Rangers were winning games, but they weren't playing all that well.
Which was true.
And yeah, it is true. And like, you could
really see it starting in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
When they, Tampa Bay and Florida back to back, and then I forget where the game's after it, but like they just look like going by eye test, going by stats, whatever, you could tell they were getting outplayed a lot.
Yeah, like
The Nashville game was really bad.
And you know that, and then you have, you know, Lundqvist obviously being Lundqvist, yeah. And even Ranta was playing very well for them during that stretch when he would get his time. Yeah, you know, that was the big thing. Like you said, I think they did get very complacent out there, and, you know, that's unfortunate because now it's kind of now the bounces aren't necessarily going their way. Yeah. They're not scoring those weird angle shots. I mean, Kreider had one the other day, but...
Well, it's just... They're not capitalizing as much, and, I mean, like you're not going to capitalize every time you get, like a nice, ridiculous scoring chance.
Well, I guess even, you know, talk about tonight... 4-on-3 in overtime. You know, you got to score there. You got to score there.
They had good chances. They just couldn't get through, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, then
Nash
they did.
Nash had a weird side angle shot that kind of screwed up everything.
Yeah, because then they cleared it.
Yeah.
They cleared it right away, and then...
And like, there was, like, 45 seconds left, and, like, if they kept it around, they would have gotten so much more tired.
Yeah.
And then they could have...
Then they could have, you know, hopefully capitalized. I mean, Halak played well. You got to give it to him. And, you know, going into the shootout, you knew Halak was going to have a – you knew he was going to come ready to play.
Boyle had him, though. So
Boyle bad. Did, Boyle yeah. That was so that was a bad. Nice save.
Boyle No. I think he just rolled off his stick.
You think?
I don't think
Halak had his stick there.
I think it was way late. It was
– You think?
The stick was down after the puck was already off his stick.
Yeah. I mean, still got to give it to the guy. You know, he kept the Islanders in it at points, you know, especially after the first period.
The first period came up was with big by him, yeah.
But he came up with some big saves for them.
When Boyle was going down, his legs were like jello.
Well, it was a pretty sick move, you know. The forehand, backhand got him.
But, like, he was so casual about it. He was just, like, skating with, like, one hand on
his
stick.
Hey, it was real slow. Came in real slow. I guess to, you know, talk about the shootout, Zuccarello in the shootout... You know, he kind of comes in slow.
That's his go-to move.
I'd like to see him a little bit more try and deke out the goalie, because Zuccarello has some nice moves. And, you know, the quick shot, it's not always going to work, especially five-hole. That's a tough shot to get in.
I mean, it's worked more times than not.
It has. It definitely has, but I just think goalies know it's coming.
True.
I'd like to see Hayes in a shootout. You know, he has the reach. Yeah. He has the reach for sure. But, yeah, you know, I mean, they got a point. They got a point against the Islanders, so that's good. I mean, anytime you can, you know, salvage a game, get a point. You know, if you're going to lose, at least get that one point.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was their best game in, like, a week or so, probably.
Yeah, they played tough. You know, they were definitely physical.
Physical.
I mean, Kreider's been upping his physical presence, which is good. I mean,
he still needs offense, though. Like, there was a couple shifts where you're like, oh, yeah, here we go, Kreider.
Well, he's one of those guys that, you know, I don't see him producing until Stepan comes back. I think, you know, that's that second line, you know, which is...
He needs to be set
arguably
up.
More important than the first line. You I know, mean, you expect your first line to produce.
But, yeah, I understand. Like, Kreider needs to be set up.
He'll get to the net.
But he needs... speed by himself. Like, he can't just create out of, like...
Well, they also have that great chemistry, the Stepan Kreider. I mean, how many times in the postseason last year did you see, you know, Stepan just throw it off the boards, Kreider breakaway goal?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, you know, I mean...
At least, I'm going to go with at least four.
And, yeah, so, I mean, until Stepan comes back, they're going to have to find somebody. And, I mean, the big thing coming into this season was, you know, all right, the Rangers, they're deeper at center. They're deeper at center. Yeah. You know, they have Jarrett Stahl, but, you know, they have Dominic Moore, Kevin Hayes. But, you know, these guys, you know, Dominic Moore isn't going to center your second line. Kevin Hayes isn't going to center your second line yet. He probably could, but at this point in his career, I'd rather him be on the third line, to be completely honest with you. Or a winger. Or a winger on that second line. I mean, I know you don't think faceoffs are important, but, you know, for me, faceoffs are huge. And, you know, the Islanders won the battle in the faceoffs tonight. Didn't necessarily capitalize for them, but, you know, it's...
I feel like you're throwing me under the bus a little bit.
Well, hey, that was last week's conversation.
No, I'm saying, overall, at even strength, over the season, faceoffs don't matter in goals that much. Power plays and penalty killing...
Huge.
Late game situations, I get it. But for majority,
it's just if you don't win the faceoff, you're chasing the puck for 10 minutes. Not 10 minutes, 10 seconds. You know, you don't start with the puck. I mean, especially if somebody wins it cleanly back to their defender.
Just don't lose it cleanly. Rangers actually won it 27-25.
Did they really? Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow, now I look like an idiot. Now you're throwing me under the bus.
You got a little bit of an egg on your face there, I see.
I like omelets, what can I say? But
I'll see. Do they have individual ones? No.
But, I mean, you know, look, I mean, obviously this was a rough stretch. Honestly, had to know it was going to come at some point. You know, the Rangers weren't going to go 82-0 this season.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, but, you know, you can't expect them to win every night. You know, like you said, the effort they put out tonight was good, and...
Well, that was the biggest thing. When they were winning, it seems like they were just kind of like...
Let teams back falling, into the game,
And they're just kind of like, you know, capitalizing on two chances, and Henrik would bail them out. This game was by far the best game. So, like, I'm not saying I'd rather lose in a shootout or whatever, but if they played this way, if they play most games like they play tonight, they're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, I think so. And, I mean, obviously you have the rivalry kind of fueling the flame on that with the Islanders-Rangers. You know, I mean, against Colorado, that'll be interesting. I don't think Lundqvist will be playing.
They got Colorado, Ottawa, Vancouver away, at Edmonton, at Calgary, home versus Edmonton.
Those are very winnable games. I mean, Calgary's solid, but, you know, that's still a team I think the Rangers should be able to win. Edmonton is just a team that just... isn't going to reach its potential ever. So, I mean, I'm sure Cam Talbot's going to be playing hard, but
he's finding out that playing behind Justin Schultz and
whatever. Well, yeah, other I mean that's a there. Guy who's so hyped up when he was coming when he became, you know, Kevin Hayes free agent, but you know, it really hasn't lived up to that hype. I mean, I guess you can credit it to, you know, it takes defenders longer to develop, but, you know, he really hasn't done much for them. And, you know, a defender with an offensive upside, people get really, really excited about.
Yeah, he's
a big guy, too. He's just not in the
right situation.
Well, yeah,
he can't be an offensive defenseman on a team that has no other defenders.
Oh, they have Andrew Ferentz, but...
Whatever. He's all right. He's not like...
He's their captain.
I mean, but, like, that's one other guy.
No, for sure. And, I mean, especially on that team, you know, you don't really necessarily have the defensive-minded centers out there either.
And, no, they do not.
You know, Nugent Hopkins has been an offensive guy his entire career. You know, and now McDavid's out for them, so that hurts Edmonton a ton. But, you know, that's a team that... feel like everybody kind of secretly wants to do well just because they have so many, you know, first round picks or first overall picks. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Taylor Hall. I remember when he was on the block, I was talking to one of my buddies.
I said
hey, just pick anybody from my roster, I'll give you him for Taylor Hall, anybody but Lundqvist.
Did it happen?
It did not happen.
Ooh.
Well, no, this was like, yeah, hypothetically in real life.
Oh,
if he was the Edmonton GM and I was the Rangers GM, I'm saying.
I thought you were talking about, like, fantasy there.
No, no, no.
If you were talking about fantasy.
I don't think Taylor Hall would be a very good fantasy player. Eh. You got to get the centers.
Yeah.
Got to get the centers, get guys that hit. Brandon Dubinsky, great fantasy player. Great fantasy player. But I guess, you know, make a plug for my fantasy hockey team. The Bash Brothers currently in first place. So.
Well, I mean, Bash Brothers stick together. There's no stopping them.
No, of course. Of course. You know, we need a little Kenny Wu action, maybe. But right now, it's just Fulton Reed and Dean Portman. And, you know, we're getting the job done. So watch out, Iceland. We're coming for you.
What? Who's on your team? You got...
We got Jamie Benn, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we had the last pick of the draft, and you know, Jamie Benn fell to 10, and you know, we picked him and then Ben Bishop. But Jamie Benn first to let him know this is your team. Hey, you know, we were hoping Tampa Bay was going to win some games. I have Antti Niemi, who's been you know, a very pleasant surprise, but he's racking up the wins over in Dallas.
Well, yeah, Dallas was probably the most fun team to watch.
Well, I mean, just look at those guys, you know. I mean, Jamie Benn was great even before they had Sagan. Yeah. And then, you know, you bring in Sagan, and I don't know what Boston was thinking.
Talk about egg on their face.
Yeah, talk about egg on their face. I don't know what Boston was thinking. You know, I understand they had to shed cap, but there had to be somebody else you could get rid of.
Like, literally anyone.
They should have just gotten rid of Lucic then and there. You know, they traded him this year, so... But, yeah, I mean, Sagan's a game changer. There's no doubt about that. And, yeah, I mean, Dallas is looking sharp. Fun, yeah. Dallas is looking sharp. Yeah, I don't know how much longer they're going to be able to keep it up at this pace. Well, but,
the Central's really tough, so it's going to be tough for anyone to actually win that.
But, yeah, I guess, you know, the one Ranger new addition, Victor Stahlberg, I was a big fan of them signing him. I like the way he plays the game. He played solid tonight. I mean, he wasn't really all that noticeable. But
he got the goal.
Yeah, he did get the goal. That's right. Pretty sweet backhand.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Him and Moore and even Stoll a little bit. They were pretty solid on the forecheck.
Well, those guys are always going to be solid on the
giving problems
forecheck.
To the Islanders' top line. Like, Moore was pretty much always out against Tavares and played really well. Didn't really give up that many scoring chances when it was Moore.
No, I mean, Tavares' best chance was, you know, when he came out of the box in OT.
Well, also, there's one with, Stahl got
but that was a 5-on-3, too.
And Stahl got hooked on that one so bad.
Yeah, they said Ole Samuelson was going crazy.
Well,
on the
bench. He should have, because he got like can openered and dragged
right in front of the net.
Yeah,
yeah,
he got dragged right out of the way to open up the lane.
Should have cross checked him. Should have cross checked him in the back of the
neck.
I guess
that's what happens when you don't cross check people.
It's
in the
like
back
it's
of the
like
neck.
In football, you know, that's the trenches. The crease is the trenches. You know, I feel like anything goes for the most part. But then again, you know, if you're gonna call somebody for a cross check in the crease, you have to call somebody for a hook in the crease. You
that's
know,
true.
It can't be. Oh, you can do this penalty in the crease, but you can't do this one.
Well, I feel like a lot of penalties are just kind of arbitrary when they call them.
Yeah,
they didn't really call much at all this game.
Well, the first period, I don't think there was one penalty.
I think the Rangers had a power play in the first.
They might have, but I know the first kind of breezed by. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see. You know, Colorado tomorrow night.
I mean, they should win that. Colorado's pretty awful.
Train's coming.
Yep. Train's coming for us all. but, yeah, Colorado's pretty awful. After, was it 2 years ago where they were just ridiculous? And
well,
like,
then they traded away Stasny, and he was kind of he was their captain at the time, I believe. And that was the year they made the playoffs.
Did they also have a Ginla on that team? Or is he's still on the team.
I mean, Stasny was the big guy they lost. You know, he went to St. Louis. And I think they traded him for Eric Johnson, to be honest. And, I mean, I'm a huge, huge Eric Johnson fan. Former number one overall pick. I think he has a ton of potential. I'm a big fan of defenders with an offensive upside, that of size, obviously, you know. That's why I was talking up Justin Schultz, but you know, they just haven't been producing. I think
also Varlamov's overrated.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
he's
is.
Really overrated.
I mean,
he had like one ridiculous season,
and then he like kidnapped his daughter. And then,
wait, what?
Yeah, you don't remember that? He like He was, like, drunk, kidnapped his daughter. It was, like, a whole bunch of stuff.
Oh, I thought it was, like, a domestic violence kind of thing.
It was, but, like, after the domestic violence, he just, like, took his daughter.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, that's, So I was, like, talking to my one of my former coworkers, big LA Kings fan from California, and, you know, he was just kind of like, yeah, I really wish, you know, we had Slava Voynov. And I was just kind of like, well, you can't do what he did. That's for sure.
No.
I don't think he'll ever play. He's getting Ray Rice'd. Never again.
Just like general rule of life. Don't hit your wife.
Don't hit your wife. There.
Don't snuggle your... Oh, no. Don't smother your kids.
Don't smother your kids. What was that from? That's from Scrubs. Yeah. Come on.
Kind of blew that one there. But anyways. What are you going to say there?
Nothing, you're done with
the domestic violence.
Done with the domestic violence. I said my piece. You just don't do it, kids. You just don't do it. Say taking Frankenstein home for dinner. You just don't do it.
Anyways, what else can we talk about with the Rangers? Capitals are right there. I don't know if they played recently. Rangers still in first place, most likely. I mean, you gotta keep rolling with it. You know what? I think when Klein comes back, they gotta scratch Boyle more often.
I think
they gotta do McElrath and give him those sheltered minutes that Boyle will get.
I think that's the game plan, but
I think they gotta do it.
Well, they were doing that they were doing.
No, but I mean, but like more often than just like once every now and then. Like, I like Boyle. He's good on the power play.
He didn't have a bad game tonight.
I don't know.
Well, he's going to be out there until Klein comes back.
I just feel like they can split the time a little bit more, I feel like.
I don't know. I trust Boyle more than I trust McElroy.
That's true, too. All right. Well, that's pretty much it for tonight's episode. A little bit shorter than last one's.
Yeah, it's late, though.
Yeah. A little late.
8 o'clock game's killing us.
Yeah. Stupid NBC.
Rivalry night.
Yeah, like, a lot of times their rivalry nights are, like, Colorado and, like, Anaheim.
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird.
That's the connection. Yeah, Skull Blue Shirts.
I guess it's just meant to be. But, like, this one's an actual rivalry.
Yeah.
But, like, 8 o'clock games, just, like, come on, man.
I don't even want to go to this, to be honest.
I just want to get home from work, relax a little bit,
watch the game,
watch a little Seinfeld, and then
that's your go-to,
and then turn to hockey.
More Modern Family in this household.
Ooh, okay. I always gotta go to Seinfeld.
All right, fair enough.
But we're gonna say, so anyways, that's it for tonight's episode. Look for us on Twitter at podcast.sgbs. We have an email, stickglovesblueshirts@gmail.com, if you want to ask us any questions.
No hate mail.
We'll
be real mean back to you.
We're gonna fight fire with fire.
100%.
Okay, so like hate mail, but I mean you're probably gonna get stuff back.
A lot of stuff back. We're gonna berate you.
Yeah, and probably just like spam you over and over again. Just rate and subscribe us on iTunes as well. But that's pretty much it for tonight. We'll see you next time, and let's go Rangers.